Classes resumed in parts of Goma on Thursday, a day after widespread panic erupted over rumors that M23 rebels were forcibly recruiting students. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. "We were completely unprepared for this. We were scared," said student Irenge Habermungu. "Some students started going home, and I even saw parents rushing to pick up their children. The fear spread everywhere." Fear and uncertainty grip Goma. The streets of Goma remain tense as parents, teachers, and students worry about their safety and future amid ongoing insecurity. "There's no smoke without fire," said one resident. "If forced recruitment is happening in some schools, it's a terrible act. Joining the army should be a personal choice." Another resident added, "There was panic in schools, but I didn't see anyone being taken. We're waiting for confirmation, but we don't know if it's true or not." Officials dismiss forced recruitment allegations. M23 leaders and the mayor of Goma, Katembo Julian, who was appointed by the rebels, have denied the claims. "This cannot happen here," Julian said in an exclusive interview with Africa News. "A child's place is in school, for the future of the country, the province, and the city. If the M23 didn't forcibly recruit children in Kiwanja or other occupied areas before, why would they do it now? These are baseless rumors spread on social media." Crime surges amid ongoing conflict. Since the Rwanda-backed M23 rebels took control of Goma, crime has escalated, with reports of increased kidnappings and armed robberies, according to the UN's humanitarian agency, OCHA. As uncertainty looms, Goma's residents remain on edge, fearing the next wave of instability in the conflict-ridden region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.